Watchman, the other, West Wind, my attempt at a techno-thriller. The latter, however, was struggling to find a publisher of any kind, while the former had sold a scant 500 copies in hardcover. Hide and Seek was actually begun in the summer of 1988, but failed to make much headway. My job got in the way, as did attempts to turn my first novel, The Flood, into a usable screenplay, and various frustrating efforts to get work as a scriptwriter on ITV's The Bill. I was also reviewing books most weeks for a new broadsheet called Scotland on Sunday. One other reason why I may have held back on a second Rebus novel: plans had been afoot to film the first one, with Leslie Grantham, Dirty Den in EastEnders, as Rebus. This plan eventually fell through in the January of 1989. My guess had been that Grantham would want the action of Noughts and Crosses relocated to London. Now that he would not be taking Rebus to the screen, I felt free to write a second Edinburgh-based adventure for my character. The final draft of the book was completed in May. It's a less overwrought work than its predecessor, the prose leaner, though the Rebus we meet is still not the fully formed character of later books. For one thing, he's still too well.